y'all. My name is Peter.
And my name is Carl.
And you're listening to Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. And today is a cheat day where we take a break from the heavy lifting and snack on some ranting.
What's on the plate for today, Peter?
Drawing phalluses.
Penis drawings, yes. All over the place, man. Like, I find it fascinating that heterosexual men in particular, have some level of propensity to draw penises in public spaces.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of penises within the the library bathroom, and just like all these bathroom stalls, it'll just be a dick. No reason, no context, just it's a dick.
Yeah, and I think it's a fascinating phenomenon. And one of the things for us to be very careful about is, like, we don't want to use homophobia as an excuse to teach heterosexual men why drawing penises everywhere is dumb, right? Because I think it's easy to say, like, these straight dudes are drawing penises everywhere. Like, they're supposed to not like dicks, but they seem to like drawing dicks. That particular argument is an argument for homophobia. And so I need us to be careful around that kind of stuff. But I do think, like, amongst men, drawing penises, immediate reaction, like, that's funny. Like, that's nice. The exact laugh, right? Like,
dude, hell yeah. That's a dick.
But, like, there's two things to draw a distinction between, like, a legitimate mental illness of, like, someone who cannot help but draw penises. Like, I think there is some sort of mental illness around that kind of stuff. So being careful about that. But that isn't the majority of what's going on. Yeah. The men I talk to who draw penises everywhere, one, think it's funny for some reason, but two, I've heard them talk about how it's used to be territorial. This is my space, right? Like, mm-hmm. Here's a penis. And the other one is to use it as punishment, right? Like, so RAs at universities are very familiar with this idea of penises being drawn on their dry erase boards, on their doors or whatever, or anywhere or on the wall. It is used as a tactic of some level of revenge or exerting dominance. And I think that's a really important insight to look at when thinking about men in particular drawing penises everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think there is also an element of, like, screw authority type of thing.
Yeah.
And what's the most immature thing that I can draw to, like, display my dominance or, like, my disdain for this type of authority
or person?
Yeah, it's a penis. Like, it's just so, I don't know. It's interesting to see, like, because the idea of graffiti and the idea of, like, vandalism can be creative, but I feel like the least creative thing something can do is just draw a dick.
Yeah, it's brutal too that it's so easy to draw.
Yeah.
And someone's like, well, you don't see vaginas everywhere. True. And I think it's because the symbolism is so different. Like, I do think, I mean, we absolutely live in a phallocentric society, it's phallocentric culture. And so there is some direct line to penis and power. And I don't know if men who draw dicks on walls are conscious of that, but I do think that is some of the connection, is there is some power in being able to spread my penis all over the walls and all over the halls. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
Annoying at the least and harmful at the most, triggering at the most, right?
Yeah.
I was working with a group of men in the residence halls, first year students, and we had this conversation of, like, why do men, particularly hetero men, draw penises everywhere? And then, you know, they got to the point where, like, yeah, it's, like, actually not kind of, it's not cool. And so I asked them what the impacts were. Let's talk about it. What are the impacts of drawing penises everywhere?
Well, it takes up space.
Space,
definitely.
Yes.
So where there was a wall with, you know, no drawings or anything, or, like, very limited drawings or vandalism, it takes up a lot of, and depending, because I feel like our society is also really bent on, like, the big penis type of idea. So it has the potential to take up a lot of space within an area. So taking up space is one of the effects, I think.
Yeah. And I think the other one that even these students mentioned was, like, it can be triggering at the most for survivors of sexual assault, you know? So, like, we talk a lot about men taking up space, and some of it is innocuous, like manspreading in a bus or whatever, and we might have a cheat day on that. But the concept of feeling entitled to public space, at the very least, is entitlement and dumb. Mm-hmm. And at the very most, very much a reminder, a re-triggering of traumatic incidents. And so even though it seems like a small deal of drawing penises, like, if you see one, or if your buddy does it, or if you're doing it, like, stop it.
Yeah. I think it also makes women or people who don't have a penis not welcome, like, feeling that they're missing something that is required in order to be worthy of existence and be worthy of taking up space.
Yeah. And then like we talked to a lot of men too of like, what does it mean to be a man? And a lot of them write the word penis. Like there's a direct correlation to like having a penis means being a man. And so you talk about invisibility or the erasure. It also is an erasure of trans identity and non-binary identity. And so like we've packed a lot into these last 6 minutes, but like those are the impacts of something that men easily say, oh, it's just a joke.
Yeah. And we've talked on previous episodes where it's not just a joke. And the excuse for I'm just kidding, it's just a joke is no longer a sufficient excuse. It never was, but it definitely is now no longer a sufficient excuse to joke about harmful stuff. And if you want to learn more about that idea of joking around, you can check out our comedy episode. So
nice plug. And that will do it for this episode of Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. If you have feedback, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for a podcast, please email wjc@colostate.edu. That's wjc@colostate.edu. Huge shout out to the partnership between the Women and Gender Advocacy Center and KCSU here at Colorado State University. These are the folks that even allow this podcast to happen. For more content about masculinities, check out meninthemovement.blogspot.com. And for more information about the WJAC, go to wjac.colostate.edu. For more KCSU content, go to kcsufm.com. Music production by Xavier Hadley, a.k.a. Zavley. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Xavier Hadley. That's Xavierhadley. G-Day.